Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. I want to share a passage with you that has always been one of my favorites. It's in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Here's what it says. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and has been given to us. I always thought it was a unique passage when you hear something that we rejoice in our sufferings. It echoes that in the book of James in chapter 1, and you have to wonder, how would any of us rejoice in our sufferings? And when I think about this year and how difficult it has been with the pandemic, myself personally, I actually performed more funerals this year than I did weddings, lost people that were close to me, had to deal with the pressures and struggles of, the shutdown and the finances and all the things. But at the same time, I felt like this year was one of the most hopeful years that I've experienced. That passage where it says that we have to, we rejoice in our sufferings because sufferings produce perseverance. We all know what perseverance is. It's that moment when you're working out, but you're tired and you fight through it, right? Or it's, you're on a run and you get tired, you keep running, or you're in a situation and you hang tough, you keep going. This is what the reality is of perseverance spiritually. When you exercise, let's say, and you start to run and you're able to run a mile, you have the fruit of knowing you can run a mile. At any given moment, If you've worked hard, you've endured and pushed your body to the point where you can run a mile, then you have that hope of always knowing you can run a mile. That is now part of your character, that something that's true of you, you can run a mile, okay? Just see how that works. Spiritually speaking, we rejoice in our sufferings because suffering produces perseverance. That perseverance is we learn to cling to the Lord in the midst of the most difficult circumstances. And as we learn to cling to him and hang on to him, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, what happens is we have the fruit of what it's like to cling to the Lord, what it's like to have him show up and grant us peace in the midst of the most difficult circumstances. That becomes true of our character, that we know that when God has taught us to cling to him, we know what it's like. We have that characteristic in our heart of knowing that God will be with us regardless of the circumstances. And that becomes now our hope, that no matter what comes our way, we know that Christ will be there. I've heard some really incredible stories, one of which was a group of pastors and missionaries who were taken captive during the war there in Afghanistan. And when they got out of captivity, the Taliban had kind of taken them and, were threatening their lives. Some of them lost their lives. And afterward, they were being interviewed by a pastor, and they said how much they wished they could go back to that moment. And the pastor's like, really? Yep, they said. They never felt more close to the Lord than when they were there under the threat of their lives just for serving the Lord. They know something about life by persevering through that moment. They know something about God. They have a closeness and a richness in their relationship with Christ because of enduring that moment. I say all that to say that the folks who I know who seem to have the most peace, seem to have the most strength in their faith, have had to endure extremely difficult things. They've learned what it's like to persevere, and it's now become true of their character, and that's the character in which they hope that God will be there, and God has a way of showing up and healing their souls in the midst of anything. God, I pray that you would give us strength, that this year has been a perseverance. God, help us to cling to you always. Help us to always have our trust placed fully in you. God, I pray you give us the strength and the mercy to keep clinging. But in the end of that, God, I pray that you would give us a true character of what it's like to hang on to you and lean into you no matter what the circumstances. Lord, I pray that our hope would be in you always. And I ask that in your son's holy name. Just take a few seconds as you pray and thank the Lord for your sufferings this year. Ask him to give you the strength to persevere until he makes that part of your character. Thank you so much. God bless.